Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Now on Fox 50 at 8, a live look at Wake Forest. We are tracking temperatures and rain chances this week. We're also taking a look at systems in the tropics.
Plus, a shooting at a popular grocery store is now being investigated as a homicide. Police share what they believe happened after the victim left the store.
And today, Wake County Schools could become the first school district in our state to sue the country's largest maker of vape pens. We want to thank you for joining us right now at 8. I'm Micaiah Thurman in for Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday morning here. And take a look at what is behind Peter Sherwood and the WRL Live Weather Center, because the mildness, you can't really see it right now, but it feels good out there.
Right. We are looking live right now across Wake County, dealing with a mix of sun and clouds, and our temperatures are warm as you step out the door. A little muggy for this morning, but by the afternoon, we should see improvements with the humidity. We have a cold front moving through. Showers and thunderstorms confined across the coast. We are going to see that boundary offer up some clouds and then sunshine heading into the afternoon. It is going to be a pleasant day for us. Heading to temperatures are in the 70s right now. It's 72 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. We are going to head into the 80s by the afternoon, looking at temperatures in the mid 80s around lunchtime with a high temperature of 88 degrees, staying mostly dry across the triangle. 86 in Durham, getting to 90 degrees in Fayetteville. Very hot out there. We are tracking Tropical Storm Bill. The latest advisory came in at 5 o'clock, and look at it racing to the northeast at 31 miles per hour. We've seen it strengthen overnight, but it is going to weaken. You can see it making its track across Canada there, and then likely to weaken with winds coming down to 40 miles per hour by the middle of the work week. Coming up, we're going to break down the details on two other tropical systems that we are watching this morning. I'll let you know when we can see our rain chances pick up from one of them as we head into the weekend. Brian?
8:02 right now, PETA, and we have a couple of crashes in Wake County causing some problems. Let's start off in downtown Raleigh. A couple of crashes on Person Street this morning heading into downtown. One at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and you can see some delays showing up, especially on that westbound side of MLK, heading away from East Street back toward the Person Street intersection. And another crash on Person Street out at Lenore Street. We are seeing some delays on Person Street between MLK and Lenore. Allow some extra time while they get that cleared up coming in from the southern part of Wake County or southern part of Raleigh into downtown. You might consider using Wilmington Street or South Saunders Street to save you a little bit of time. We had an earlier crash out by Crabtree Valley Mall on Glenwood Avenue. Not really seeing any delays with that, but we are tracking our typical congestion on 440 westbound right around Capitol Boulevard and also around Lake Boone Trail, so allow some extra time there. In Apex, watch for a crash on 64 at Kelly Road. Not seeing any delays showing up on the sensors just yet with that, but I'm watching it. I'll let you know if that changes. Watching Durham as well this morning, no trouble on the freeway. I-40 eastbound is a smooth trip out of Hillsboro. Looks good through Chapel Hill all the way into RTP.
Breaking news, Brian. A drive-by shooting in Raleigh is now a murder investigation. Around 5:30 this morning, we learned 19-year-old Trayshawn Watkins died from his injuries. Police say he was walking out of Food Lion on Pool Road last night when a white car pulled up to him and someone inside that car fired shots. So far, no arrests in the case. We're working to find a motive.
Today, Wake County Schools will consider suing the country's largest maker of vape pens. The Board of Education will meet to discuss a lawsuit against Juul Labs Incorporated. Supporters saying e-cigarette use has skyrocketed and puts Wake County students at risk of nicotine addiction. The school district would be the first in North Carolina to file a lawsuit. State Attorney General Josh Stein sued Juul in 2019. Leaders will also review a plan today aimed at improving students' mental health. There's been a lot of attention on this issue after a year of virtual learning. WRL's Naya Harden is at Garner High School with what that plan could include.
This is the board's first look at the plan, and it's not just Wake County. Other school districts across the state are also doing the same type of plan, and that is because the state is requiring them to have it completed by July 1st. Some things on the plan presented are to hire more counselors, psychologists, social workers, and nurses. The district.
We're following some breaking news here in the WREL Live Center. Another deadly workplace shooting. I want to take you to a live picture right now outside a manufacturing plant in Albeville, Alabama. This is southwest of Birmingham in the northern part of that state. Police say two people are dead. Two others are injured. Police also believe the shooter is believed to be an employee. He reportedly left the scene. Of course, a manhunt is currently underway for that suspected shooter. Again, you're looking live at a manufacturing plant in Albeville, Alabama, which is just southwest of Birmingham. As soon as we learn any new developments about this case, of course, we'll bring it to you right here in the WREL Live Center.
Ken, thanks. An important update there. We're going to take it down to the coast, show you the Cape Fear River down near Wilmington, and we'll go to the WREL Severe Weather Center and get an even bigger picture, PETA.
Yes, as we take a look at the tropics, three systems that we are following this morning. Tropical Storm Bill moving very quickly at 31 miles per hour. It strengthened overnight with winds now at 50 miles per hour, but we expect this to continue as a tropical storm before weakening by the middle of the week. It's going to make its way towards the north and east, again, away from us, and it will continue to drive those impacts away from us as well. We're watching another area. This is in the Bay of Campeche. The next 5 days, we're looking at a 70% chance of development. There's some disorganized showers and thunderstorms there. Now, regardless of development, it is still going to bring a lot of rainfall into Mexico. And then we can see our rain chances pick up in Texas and Louisiana. I do want to show you here on Futurecast. You can see that center of circulation taking shape by the end of the week. This could potentially be our next named storm. The next name on the list is Claudette, and it is likely to bring remnant rainfall into North Carolina by the time we head into Sunday. That's where our rain chances are going to pick up on Sunday. We're tracking another area. The latest update came in at 8 o'clock, and this tropical wave now has a 10% chance of development within the next 5 days. That number came down as of the latest update, and it's really because it's going to continue to run into some drier air. Winds aloft, moving very quickly, and so that's going to help tear this system apart. That's why it's running into an unfavorable environment for development, and that is why that update now has 10% within the next 5 days. Something to still watch as we head throughout the week and it moves into central Atlantic. Temperatures this morning are in the 70s for us. It's very warm and soupy as you step out the door. But as we head into the afternoon, those dew points are going to come down. It's going to feel a little bit better. Heading to 85 degrees around lunchtime. 88 will be the afternoon high. And we are going to stay mostly dry here across the triangle. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible across our counties to the south and east, mainly along the coast. We are likely to see a mix of sun and clouds. 88 will be the high in Raleigh, getting to 90 degrees in Fayetteville today, 85 in South Hill, and our temperatures are going to come down behind our cold front that's bringing us the pleasant conditions today. 84 on Wednesday and Thursday, heading into the upper 80s by Friday, 93 degrees on Saturday, and that's when we expect our dew points to really ramp up and offer up another round of tropical feeling like conditions across the viewing area. We are going to see our rain chances pick up again from that tropical system, remnants from that tropical system, and we are looking at highs for the weekend, end of the weekend in the 80s. Brian?
816 right now. Tracking some delays coming in from Johnston County right now on 40 westbound as we take another look at that camera at 42 looking toward the Clayton Bypass. Those westbound drive times now up to about 16 minutes between 42 and 440. Need to allow plenty of extra time as you come out of the Cleveland community heading out toward Garner. Also still tracking a couple of crashes on Person Street in downtown Raleigh. One at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Another at Lenore Street. Looks like some delays linger on MLK and also on Person Street. Not as bad maybe as they were a little while ago, but still, Raleigh police apparently are on the scene trying to clear both of those crashes at this point. Also have a report of a crash on Glenwood Avenue out at 540, just north of the airport. At this point, we're not seeing any delays with that. The earlier congestion I've been tracking on 440 westbound has started to clear up nicely, and 540 westbound still looks good from Capitol out to I-40. In Durham, no trouble on the Durham Freeway northbound, 6 minutes now from I-40 to Roxborough Street, and it's about an eight-minute ride now on the eastbound side of I-40 from 15501. Out to 147. Back to you.
Brian, thank you. Right now, a three-year-old boy is in the hospital after nearly drowning in a family pool in Wake County. Sky 5 flew over that scene last night as emergency crews rushed to save Wesley Diner. Family members say he spent 10 minutes in the pool before being rescued. Detectives are trying to piece together the moments that led to Diner nearly drowning. And drug use could be involved in the death of two paratroopers found in their barracks at Fort Bragg. PFC Matthew Disney and Specialist Joshua Diamond were members of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team of the 82nd Airborne. Medical personnel are trying to determine what types of drugs may have been involved. Investigators are also checking to see if any other soldiers may have contributed to the deaths.
Tonight, you have the chance to share your thoughts on a plan to expand a landfill so it can hold coal ash. This is in Person County. State leaders are holding a virtual public forum to talk about Duke Energy's plan to dispose of coal ash at the Roxboro Steam Electric Plant. The company wants to expand a landfill there to hold nearly 19 million tons of coal ash. That would stand over 200 feet tall, standing over Dunaway Road. And tonight's hearing is at 6:30. You do have to register in advance if you want the chance to speak.
Today, North Carolina Central University will host a vaccine clinic. The Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines will all be available. The clinic will be open from 10 a.m. until 3:45 this afternoon. Walk-ins are welcome. If you still need a vaccine, WREL can help you find one close to you. Just look for the Find a Vaccine banner on our homepage. It takes you straight to our database that we're updating every weekday. If you're hesitant about getting the vaccine, Wake County Public Health is launching a boot camp to answer your questions. The county is offering two online sessions. The first is at 10 this morning. The second is on June 29th. To attend the boot camp, you need to register on the county's website. And today, Wake County COVID-19 Youth Advisory Council is going to meet for the first time. Members will share their perspectives on living with the virus and benefits and questions surrounding the vaccine. The council will meet virtually at 7 p.m. and will hold meetings through the summer.
Starting today, fully vaccinated guests at Disneyland will no longer be required to wear face coverings. The park will use the honor system for this new rule. This move comes as Disneyland and Disney California Adventure will begin welcoming out-of-state visitors. And starting today, 17,000 people will attend the Southern Baptist Convention in Nashville. And it includes leaders from here in North Carolina. Members of the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. are divided over its direction. They'll make decisions this week on issues including the sexual abuse crisis in the church, acceptance of critical race theory, and what roles women should play in ministry. Leaders will also choose the next president of the convention. And this is a live look at the Capitol building, where today Senate Republicans will get their first look at a bipartisan plan to revamp our nation's infrastructure. Lawmakers will meet to discuss the proposal, which includes $1.2 trillion in spending on roads and bridges over 8 years. That is lower than the amount President Biden said he wanted to spend on the package. Makers of the bill haven't said exactly how it'll be funded.
A shortage of bus drivers is prompting the Triangle's largest public transportation system to host a job fair. It'll be from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Go Triangle offices on Emperor Boulevard in Durham. The organization is hiring drivers in Wake and Durham counties, as well as in Chapel Hill. You're asked to fill out an online application in advance, if possible. And today is day two of the Big Rock Blue Marlin Tournament in Moorhead City. For the second straight year, Michael Jordan and his Catch 23 team are in the tournament. They reeled in a 442-pound Big Blue Marlin last year. On day one of this year's tournament, they caught a 25-pound dolphin. Wow.
That is good stuff. Today, the International Olympic Committee is expected to release the final edition of its COVID rulebook. These new rules will include protocols for media, support staff, and athletes. Under the current rules, all participants will have to pass two COVID tests before traveling to Japan, and then athletes and anyone close to them will be tested daily while in Tokyo. A swimmer from Cardinal Gibbons High School in Raleigh is headed to Tokyo. Claire Curzan qualified for the Olympic Games after finishing second in this 100-meter butterfly race. happened last night. So great. Just 16 years old. She'll be one of the youngest to compete for Team USA. And on Twitter, the Gibbons swim team posted this picture congratulating Kurzan, saying they are ready to take her to Tokyo. And we're just 37 days out from the games in Tokyo. And remember, WRL is your home for all Olympic coverage. Go to WRL.com for everything you need to know, all the stories we've done so far.
15,000 people will be in the stands to watch the Wimbledon men and women's finals. The grass court Grand Slam tournament begins on June 28th. It'll start at 50% capacity on the 28th, and then capacity will be increased to 100% for the title matches.
Carvel has teamed up with a New York brewery to bring back a special beer this Father's Day. It's called Fudgy the Beer. It is a dark, creamy stout brewed with Carvel's chocolate crunchies and fudge. It's available at two Captain Lawrence locations in New York, but it can be shipped to select states. Turns out McDonald's sells birthday cakes on its secret menu. They come in vanilla and chocolate and have an image of Ronald McDonald on them. They cost $9 each. You won't find them at all locations, so you want to be sure to ask. Secret password. New apartments and restaurants could be coming to Raleigh. The proposal by developers that's now getting positive reaction from people who live there.
And the action Wake County students could take against an e-cigarette maker that will have an impact on students.
Number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:26 is the time on your Tuesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan with a look at the top local stories we are following for you right now. In the WRAL Severe Weather Center, Peter Sherwood has a look at what's ahead. Mild morning and smooth in Rocky Mount.
Yes, looking lovely in Rocky Mount. We're seeing some sunshine and some clouds to kick off the start of the morning. And check out those temperatures as you step out the door. It's 77 degrees right now in Rocky Mount, 75 in Raleigh. By lunchtime, we'll be at 85 degrees, topping off at 88 today with a mix of sun and clouds. Showers and thunderstorms will stay confined to the southeast. Brian?
It is just about 8:27 as we take a look at traffic. Just getting word of a crash on Glenwood Avenue at T.W. Alexander Drive, not too far from the Wake-Durham County line. Picking up a little bit of a delay on the westbound side of 70 in that area, heading away from 540. Just allow a little extra time through there as they work to get what appears to be a fairly minor crash cleared up. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, still have a couple of crashes on Person Street in downtown Raleigh, one at MLK, another at Lenore Street, seeing a little bit of a delay in that area. In Durham, all quiet right now on major routes and no crashes to report.
A drive-by shooting in Raleigh is now a murder investigation. Around 5:30 this morning, we learned 19-year-old Trayson Watkins died from his injuries. Police say he was walking out of Food Lion on Poole Road last night. A white car pulled up and someone inside fired shots at him. So far, no arrest in the case. We're working to find a motive. Wake County Schools is considering suing Juul, the country's largest makers of vape pens. Supporters say e-cigarette use has skyrocketed and put Wake County students at risk of nicotine addiction. The school district would be the first in North Carolina to file a lawsuit. And coming up next on Fox 50, changes made to development plans in Raleigh in order to gain support from the people who live here.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Straight up 8:30 on a Tuesday. Here we come right at you. I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along.
I love your Tuesday energy. I'm Micaiah Thurman. I'm still working on that energy, Peter. It's a mild day outside. Pretty pleasant.
Yes, it is nice. Look, step outside. You're going to get some more energy because it's going to be a lovely afternoon. We're looking live right now at Sampson County. We're seeing a mix of sun and clouds to start the morning, and temperatures are warm in the 70s. Now, as we take a look at Futurecast, you can see that we're going to get some cloud cover to roll through just before lunchtime, but majority of the clouds will stay to the south and east, and that's where we have a better chance of seeing a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly along the coast as we head into the afternoon. You can see right now it's 75 degrees in Raleigh, 77 in Rocky Mountain, 76 degrees in Fayetteville, and hour by hour, temperatures are going to head into the 80s for this afternoon, 85 at 12 o'clock, 88 for the afternoon high. Tropical Storm Bill formed last night. This is moving very quickly to the northeast at 31 miles per hour, and it's not going to have any impacts across the the United States. You can see it's likely to weaken as we head into Wednesday. Wind speeds coming down to 40 miles per hour. Coming up, we're going to break down the details on a cold front that's moving through. And I'm going to show you how our temperatures will feel as we head into Wednesday and Thursday.
We continue to follow breaking news here in the WREL Live Center, a workplace shooting leaving two people dead. We want to give you a live look now at this manufacturing plant. We did some checking. It's in Albertville, Alabama, and that's about a little more than an hour north of Birmingham. Right now, here's what we've been able to find out. Police are searching for the suspected shooter believed to be an employee of that manufacturing facility. Police said about 2:30 this morning, that employee opened fire on his coworkers inside that plant. Two people died, two others were injured and rushed to a nearby hospital. Police say that suspected shooter left the scene. An all-out manhunt, of course, is underway to try to find that person. We're going to continue to monitor this developing story out of Albertville, Alabama, and bring you any new developments here in the WREL Live Center.
Breaking news, a drive-by shooting in Raleigh is now being investigated as a homicide. About 3 hours ago, we learned 19-year-old Trayshawn Watkins died from his injuries. Police say he was walking out of Food Lion on Pool Road around 10:15 last night when a white car pulled up to him and someone inside fired shots. A suspect has not been named in this case. Today, Wake County Schools could become the first district in our state to take action, legal action, against Juul. That's the biggest e-cigarette maker in the country. WRL's Naya Harden joins us now to explain the arguments surrounding this lawsuit.
If approved, Wake County would be the first school in the state to sue the company. They would join a growing list of more than 100 districts across the country. Juul products have been accused of delivering high amounts of nicotine that lead to addiction. If filed, the lawsuit would support the 2019 pending case against Juul filed by Attorney General Josh Stein. North Carolina was the first state to take legal action against Juul. In 2017, nearly 20% of North Carolina high school students reported using e-cigarettes in the last month. That meeting today is going to be at 5:30 this afternoon. WREL is going to be streaming it on WREL.com as well as the WREL News app. Naya Harden, WREL News, Garner.
New details in the search for Raleigh's next police chief. We expect to learn who it will be by the end of the week. These are the three finalists, Daryl McSwain, Rob Lowe, and Estella Patterson. Raleigh city manager is in charge of making that final decision. The goal is to have the next police chief in place by July 1st. And at that same meeting, another big development could get the green light from city leaders. Leaders are going to consider the East End project near Five Points. It would sit along 11 acres at Wake Forest and Whitaker Mill Roads. At first, residents were not on board, but now they're backing the project. WREL's Casey Cunningham joins us to explain the reason they changed their minds.
If this passes today, we could see some new restaurants and apartments over here in this area, a little further down off of Whitaker Mill Road. Let's take a look here at this proposed $30 million East End Market. Residents shared their concerns with us a couple of weeks ago, and the Planning Commission has already voted once against approving the development back in April. But I talked with residents last night ahead of today's council vote, and they tell me they're now in support of the project after the developer made some big changes. A few things on the list of changes: lowering the height of the buildings from 15 to 11 stories and also creating a bigger buffer zone between the homes and this new development. Residents are crediting council member David Knight with helping them negotiate some of these changes with the developer. We'll keep you posted on today's council vote on WREL. Casey Cunningham, WREL News in Raleigh.
Raleigh City Council is also taking time today to listen to businesses recovering from the pandemic. Members will hear from business owners as they search for ways to re-energize the area and bring in more customers.
New video this morning shows the damage caused to a home after a fire broke out overnight. The WREL Breaking News tracker was on Bellingham Circle around 1:30 as crews worked to put out those flames. You can see in this video there was some damage to the roof of the home. Police say no one was hurt. We are working to find out what started the fire.
Fayetteville has a new plan in place to spend your tax dollars without raising any rates. City Council signed off on a $240 million budget that does not include hikes on property taxes or utility fees. The budget includes more spending for road repaving, as well as funding for studies to help mitigate flooding. There's also money included for a new splash pad outside of Lake Rim Elementary School.
Today, the head of the EPA will be back here in North Carolina, his home state. Michael Regan, who's previously served as the leader of our state's Department of Environmental Quality, he'll be focusing on getting people vaccinated against COVID-19, making his first stop in Charlotte before attending an event here in Raleigh with neighborhoods who have low vaccination rates. The trip is all part of a month-long effort from the White House to boost those rates. Younger kids could get COVID-19 vaccine as soon as this fall. After the break, health officials answer some questions parents may have on whether the shot is safe for their children.
And there could be big changes to the way elections are run in North Carolina. The proposals being considered today, just ahead.
Right now on your Tuesday. This morning, the former governor of Michigan will attend pretrial and motions hearings in connection to the Flint water crisis. Rick Snyder is charged with willful neglect. He pleaded not guilty earlier this year. Snyder is among 10 others facing charges in connection to that water crisis. Signups for health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act are slowing down. The Biden administration announced more than 1.2 million Americans signed up for Affordable Care Act coverage on the federal exchange through the end of May. The special enrollment period is still open through mid-August. President Biden reopened enrollment in mid-February to help provide coverage to the uninsured during the ongoing pandemic.
This morning, the state of California is back open after 15 months of shutdowns. Video from one club shows people doing a New Year's Eve-style countdown to celebrate. The state dropped most mask requirements for people who are vaccinated and ended capacity limits for businesses. And Pfizer is expanding vaccine trials for children ages 5 to 11. This means they could get the shot as early as this fall. Carla Rogner spoke with health officials to answer some questions parents may have on whether the vaccine is right for their kids.
Kicking COVID-19 to the curb will require more people, including kids, get vaccinated. Dr. James Conway, a UW Health pediatrician and director of immunization, says a recent announcement from Pfizer to begin trials in children ages 6 months to 11 years old is a step in that direction.
And now that society is opening and schools are opening, what we're seeing is that actually the burden of the disease is actually starting to be in those younger age groups because the older age groups are actually largely immunized now.
Even if the vaccine gets the go-ahead,
I think that we will probably wait a little bit.
Some parents like Andrea Sheridan are still hesitant to vaccinate their kids.
Because it's so new and there's not a lot of research yet about how it affects children.
Dr. Conway says the vaccine trial is not as rushed as it may seem.
I think what we've seen is really a new efficiency that this is going to be the new normal for vaccines.
As for concerns for long-term effects of the vaccine,
there's never been any kind of side effect from a vaccine that showed up anytime more than a couple months after the vaccine was given.
If the vaccine trial goes as planned, Pfizer hopes to submit its vaccine for emergency use authorization in kids 5 to 11 in September or October, and soon after for kids 6 months to 5. In the trial, children under 12 will get a lower dose than adults. As we head into summer, health officials say unvaccinated kids should still practice basic COVID-19 safety precautions like wearing a mask and social distancing.
Girl Scouts of America says it has 15 million boxes of unsold cookies left over this year. The group says the pandemic kept many troops from selling the cookies door to door or at booths. Many girls opted to sell the boxes online or by using contact-free delivery, but it just wasn't very successful. The Girl Scouts depend on the cookie sales to fund camps, trips, and other activities. Well, some parents are urging North Carolina leaders to end mask mandates in public schools.
It's a free country, but don't force it on my kid.
But some medical experts say the move is not in the best interest of the kids. The reason they believe a face covering is important in the classroom.
Plus, Amazon is testing robots named after Sesame Street characters, how they will help ease the stress of workers in facilities. And here are the winning lottery numbers. Carolina pick 3, 0, 3, 5, pick 4, 2, 4, 4, 1. And the Carolina Cash 5 was a double draw. First set of numbers, 1, 15, 19, 23, and 36. The second set, 6, 9, 14, 19, and 22. of you are thinking of going to the beach today, maybe this is your chance. Taking a live look right now at Carolina Beach. Some folks getting out there, but we can definitely see the cloudy skies. Peter Sherwood in the WREL Severe Weather Center with a look at the forecast.
You can see the cold front moving across the state of North Carolina. It's now advancing to the southeast, and it's going to bring showers and thunderstorms along the coast today. So if you are heading out to the beaches, be mindful that you could run into some of that. Here at home, we are going to see gradual clearing behind the front. It's also going to feel really nice. We're also tracking Tropical Storm Bill that's to the north and east. It will continue to move to the northeast and do so fairly quickly. Right now, it's moving at 31 miles per hour. I do want to draw your attention back to this front because we are seeing lovely conditions. And the reason why is because of the cold front pushing out all the moisture. So you can see the moisture in green here. But once the front moves through later this afternoon, we'll begin to see some improvements with the humidity. And the humidity will continue to drop into Wednesday and Thursday. Drier air will filter in as we do have this high pressure settling in and winds will eventually turn in out of the north. We are going to see our dew points drop into the lower 50s Wednesday and Thursday afternoon, getting into the comfortable category. And before you know it, it's going to skyrocket back into the upper 60s by Saturday. We're looking at a dew point of 67 degrees. It's going to feel a little sticky and a little tropical once again across North Carolina. It's not a lot of days that we see the dew points in the middle of July get down in, or the middle of June, excuse me, get down into the lower 50s. So you know what? Try to find some time outside. We are going to be at 88 today, 84 on Wednesday and Thursday, 89 by Friday. So really nice days are in the forecast, and our rain chances will remain fairly low. As we take a look at our conditions across town this morning, it is 75 degrees, looking live at Durham. Lovely start to the day. Beautiful in Goldsboro. We're seeing a mix of sun and clouds, 75 degrees. And in Southern Pines this morning, we're seeing temperatures in the mid-70s. People are already out on the green. It is just going to be a nice day to hit up some of those golf courses around town. Temperatures are going to head into the 80s around lunchtime, 85 degrees. Then 88 will be our afternoon high. And our seven-day forecast looks mostly dry, with the exception of rain chances returning again by the time we head into the weekend. Temperatures expected to fall off back into the 80s by Father's Day. Back to you.
PETA, thanks. New this morning, we are getting our first look at the scene of a plane crash in North Carolina where the pilot walked away uninjured. This video shows the plane after it went down at a private airstrip in Catawba County. Highway Patrol says the crash happened while it was raining. Investigators are working to figure out what went wrong. Community leaders in Rocky Mount are hoping boxing lessons will help curb gun violence in the city. Taking a swing at this, every Sunday, clinics are held in a church parking lot, and the kids run through drills, hit pads, and learn the foundations of how to box. While the clinics look to teach the fundamentals of the sport, the organizers say they're also aiming to teach self-discipline and keep teens on the right path and away from gun violence.
In the community we live in, it's kind of bad. Well, it is bad. So if I could deter one kid from going down that path through boxing, I'm all in.
Leaders of the clinics hope to partner with the Rocky Mount Police Department to set up citywide boxing programs in the area.
A group of frustrated parents is calling on state leaders to end mask mandates in public schools. They say their message is simple. It's time to stop requiring students to wear face coverings. However, medical experts we spoke to say children can still be seriously impacted by COVID.
If you want to wear a mask, it's a free country, but don't force it on my kid.
Yeah, we have too many children that aren't vaccinated, and a lot of children, you know, under 12 can't be vaccinated yet. It's not approved for them yet. So, yeah, we have our children are largely unprotected, and that's why they need to wear masks.
Governor Cooper's executive order requires masks to be worn in schools until July 30th. Today, the Durham Performing Arts Center is holding a job fair, all in hopes of filling hundreds of part-time positions ahead of reopening. Positions include ushers, ticket takers, event operations, technicians, and ticketing specialists. Pay ranges from $10.25 to $17 an hour. That job fair runs from 5 to 7 p.m.
Election reform will be front and center in North Carolina today. The state Senate is set to vote on bills making Election Day the cutoff date for mail-in ballots. That means any ballots arriving after that would not be counted. The bills would also create mobile voter ID offices and ban local election offices from accepting donations from nonprofits. Democrats say they will vote against the measures. A new documentary will chronicle the U.S. women's national soccer team's efforts to get equal pay. In 2019, the team filed a class action gender discrimination lawsuit against the United States Soccer Federation. In the film titled LFG, players from the team's past and present, including Megan Rapinoe and Sam Mewis, speak about their attempts to secure equal pay. The documentary will be available to stream beginning June 24th on HBO Max.
Amazon warehouse workers could soon be working alongside robots. They're named Ernie and Bert, like the Muppets. Amazon is testing the robots with the goal of reducing strenuous movements for workers. Scooter and Kermit are two other autonomous mobile robots under development that transport carts and reduce physically strenuous work for employees. Well, get this. DoorDash is announcing a new partnership with PetSmart. Pet owners will be able to get 11,000 PetSmart products delivered right to their door. NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace and his dog Asher are helping to launch the service. Well, you've probably heard of Bitcoin, but may not be quite sure what it is. You'll be seeing it more and more in North Carolina. You can now buy the digital currency at special kiosks and grocery stores in the Triangle. Five on Your Side's Monica LaLiberty explains how it works in our WREL Morning Original.
We've all seen and probably heard the Coinstar kiosks in grocery stores. They let users turn loose change into cash. Now, through a partnership with CoinMe, CEO Neil Bergquist says many of the kiosks also sell Bitcoin.
It's incredible how fast the adoption for digital currencies have grown, faster than the internet, faster than cell phone adoption.
Bitcoin is a digital currency that exists online. It is not regulated by any central authority. It is increasingly accepted by retailers around the world as a global currency. Bergquist sees it as the natural evolution of money.
Because you can send and receive it through any phone or any computer securely.
215 kiosks operate in Food Lion and Harris Teeter stores across the state. There is a limit of how much Bitcoin can be purchased in a day.
These are paper cash transactions. But the daily limit up to $2,500.
Bergquist believes the concept of digital money stored in a virtual wallet is catching on. Increased access in grocery stores could make it grow even faster. Monica LaLiberty, WREL News 5 on Your Side.
Okay, so the results are in. Broccoli is America's favorite vegetable. It's according to Green Giant's annual survey. Many people praised the taste of broccoli. Carrots came in a runner-up, close runner-up, followed by corn. Good news for music fans. Tickets to the IBMA World of Bluegrass go on sale today. And WREL has been a longtime sponsor of this music festival. It returns to Raleigh September 28th. Tickets for some sections go on sale today. The lawn tickets are sold in August. Coming up next on Fox 50, the lawsuit Wake County schools could file that will affect teenagers all across the district.